I gave the runt a withering glare. Grover, sometimes I think you're trying to make a mockery of my... Shh, here they come. I'll do the edit talking.
Well, you better quit clacking or they'll know you're scared.
Will you shut your little trap? I rushed to the computer of my mind and typed in the commands to erase all clacking files. I had to hurry. As Grover had noted, it wouldn't be good for me to address the cannibals with a speech implement in my voice. Impediment. Or whatever. I gazed at Data Control's vast screen and waited. Seconds passed, then a message appeared.
French fries or hash browns?
I shot a glance at the coyotes, Rip and Snort, as you might have guessed. They were only 5 feet away. In desperation, I retyped the message. Erase the clacking files, you idiot, or we'll all be eaten by cannibals. If we go down, you'll go down with us. A message flashed across the screen.
Peanut butter sandwiches are slightly higher west of Observatory Park.
In a flash of anger, I screamed, "You moron! At a time like this, do I care about peanut butter sandwiches?" I noticed that Grover was staring at me.
"Are you talking to me?"
I whirled around. "No, yes, I'm not sure. Did you just say something about peanut butter sandwiches?"
"Well, let me think. I don't remember. What did I say?"
"You said..." "I can't remember. No, wait. You said they're slightly higher west of Mount Rushmore, I think it was."
"Nope, that wasn't me. I would have said they're made out of peanut butter."
The Coyote Brothers were almost on top of us now, but I couldn't deal with them until I got to the bottom of Grover's barrel. I sensed that there was a clue here that might send the case careening in a new direction. "Why would you say that?"
"Because they are. Everybody knows that peanut butter sandwiches are made of peanut butter."
"Right. And if everybody knows it, why would you bother to say it? And why would you ignore the part about Mount Rushmore? Don't you care about our great presidents?"
"You're not clacking anymore."
"That's no excuse, and don't argue with me. The point is..." I wasn't clacking anymore. It appeared that Data Control had come through in the crutch. I typed in one last message just before all our communications were cut off. "Hash browns, you dork.